And when something's under your feet, what do you do? Thank you.
All right.
What do? You walk on. So we walk on poverty. Poverty don't rule us. Are y'all in the house? Hallelujah. So he put how many things? All things under his feet and gave him to be what? Head over all things to the church, which is who body? His body. So we are who? Christ's body. Who are we? Christ's body. I am not Christ's body. I'm a member of Christ's body, but we are his body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all together makes up the body of Christ. Now listen what he said about us in verse 19. He wants us to know. And so that we can know and understand what is immeasurable, unlimited, and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe. Notice it's for those that believe. To who? Those that believe. As demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength. As demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted, worked, wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at somebody's unknown right hand. Oh, his own. Okay. His own right hand in heavenly places, far above some, all rulers, authority, power, dominion. Every name that is named. Every title that can be conferred. For not only in this age, but in the world, in this world, in this age and in this world. But also in the age and in the world which are to come. Notice verse 19 or 22 says, appointed him to be head over the church. Here's my head. Can my head go somewhere without my body? Where is Jesus sitting? And we are his body. Can the head live apart from the body? So if his head is at the right hand of God, guess what? The body has to be seated there too. And so he wanted us to understand the surpassing greatness of his power that he has exercised in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, over every evil, demonic, twisted, ungodly, satanic, demonic foe of evil and destruction, disease that hurts and kill and destroy and rob and take from people. Have you ever seen children dying of malnutrition because they couldn't find food to eat? Then somebody will say, well, God put that on them. No, we have been raised That's why he said, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Am I right about it? If they will hear the gospel, you know what will come with the hearing of the gospel? You find out that there'll be clothes. There'll be shelter. They will have food. They will have health in their body. They'll have provision for their lives. Amen. Amen. But we allow the enemy to come in our midst and tell us, you got this. You can't do that. And we allow him to rob us of our blessing. Hallelujah. And we allow other stuff to take from us the time we ought to spend with him. Amen. Learning and receiving what the Holy Spirit has to say. And we read the word of God and meditate upon that word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But because our minds in many areas are unrenewed, and we allow this satanic, this ungodly, wicked, hateful, cruel spirit and darkness that come from the devil to rob us of our blessed hope and assurance and provision that God has given us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It robs us of relationship, fellowship, communion with one another and with God. Hallelujah. Because our minds are unrenewed and our spirits are untaught and uneducated with the things of God, that we don't know that we have the same authority over all these wicked and ungodly spirits that Jesus has. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And we allow it to intercept and rob us and deplete us and keep us from enjoying life as God has given it to us. We find ourselves struggling in our stuff, trying to get out of it on our own, because we don't know there's a greater one that's waiting to be released on the inside of you with power and authority that belongs to you. Hallelujah. But we forfeit it by entertaining and looking at other stuff and other means, hearing things that men say rather than what the word says. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now notice what it says here. Hallelujah. And notice what it says here. Thank you, Jesus. He said he raised him up. Let's look at the King James. He said in verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him where? From the dead. And did what? Set him at his own right hand where? In the heavenly places. Far above how much? Far above all principality. What else? Power, might, dominion, and what? Every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Look in the second chapter. Hallelujah. Start with verse 1. And you has he quickened, who was dead where? In trespasses and sin. You know that you were dead in trespasses and sin, and he died because of your sin. It was not his sin that killed him, but whose sin was it? It was our sin that killed him. And when he died, we died together with him. Hello, somebody. I said we died together with him. Guess what? When he was made alive, guess what else? We were made alive with him. You're not going to get coming. God, life has been given to every one of us. You know why people are still lost? Because they have not received life. It's already been given. He's not going to have to come and bring life to you when you decide, if you're not born again, you decide to receive Jesus, have to come and die and give you life. No, it's already here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me go on. Hallelujah.